Instead, they're using raw partisan political power to jam through an agenda that they know will end up costing somewhere around $5 trillion and that will permanently alter the relationship of the American people to the federal government. For our country's sake, I hope something changes between now and the time we actually take up this partisan tax and spending spree bill that's been passed by the House of Representatives.
That's John Cornyn, a senior senator from Texas. He is a Republican, and he says he will be one of 50 people voting no on the so-called Build Back Better, which we all know is big Build Back Broke bill from the Biden administration and the squad and Bernie and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. It's already been passed out of the House of Representatives. House of Representatives, by the way, in case you're keeping score at home, they come back tomorrow. Senate came back today. And one of the things that they'll be talking about is raising the debt ceiling and the reconciliation bill. There's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about over the course of the next couple of months. And in particular, before Christmas. Because they're all going to want to go home. And they don't want to have to defend something that is clearly unpopular with a lot of Americans, and that's the Build Back Broke deal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Sean Spicer, Newsmax host, former White House press secretary, will tell us if life is better behind the podium at the White House or behind the Newsmax desk. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's great to be back after a week's vacation. Thanks to Pat Casale for filling in for me for a couple of days. It was so much fun getting away and having a little fun with friends and family. We'll join you again in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Graham Snyder at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center says the lack of vaccinations worldwide will keep the variants alive and well.
I don't think that we're going to see this virus disappear. And as long as vaccination rates globally are very low and we're not using precautions to prevent transmission with as high adherence as we did early in the pandemic, we'll continue to see more variants emerge.
Other health officials seem to agree.
The World Health Organization has been saying to governments, look, if we don't get a grip on this, which means vaccination, vaccination, vaccination everywhere, not just in rich countries, the virus will always be ahead of us. It will mutate. And at the end of the day, maybe we'll get a mutation that evades the vaccines.
BBC correspondent Imogene Folks and President Biden urging all Americans to get the vaccination. Also at townhall.com, flooding in Washington state from another in a series of rainstorms doesn't appear to be as severe as when extreme weather hit the region earlier this month, but it was scary for some. Sumas Washington pharmacy owner Julie McGilvray says because more rain was expected, she knew flooding was possible.
Because we do our COVID testing here, we wanted to make sure that we got our COVID testing patients notified, don't come out because it's not safe.
McGilvray says the water was several feet deep outside the pharmacy.
I mean, if you go outside, it's literally eye height from here. And so once that started coming over, it just flowed overflowed.
Russia's Navy has successfully test-fired a prospective hypersonic missile. Russian Defense Ministry says the frigate in the White Sea launched the Zircon cruise missile, hitting a target 215 miles away. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family, fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, shop early and ship early. That's the advice from the U.S. Postal Service as the holiday shopping season is officially underway. Postal officials say they shipped more than 1 billion packages last holiday season and expect to do the same this year. If you want your packages to arrive in time for Christmas, you should mail them by December 9th for overseas, December 9th for first class, December 18th for priority mail, and December 23rd for priority mail express. The Postal Service added more than 40,000 seasonal employees across the country, including 500 here in the state of Nevada. A futuristic circular pedestrian bridge is set to be built over the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara Avenue, and it is expected to be completed by 2024. The project is expected to cost as much as $40 million, depending on the pricing of the supply costs at the time of construction. The city reports that between 70,000 and 85,000 vehicles travel through that intersection on a daily basis, with thousands of pedestrians also crossing those four corners.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now watch for a street closure on eastbound Flamingo. That's between McLeod and Pecos due to a crash there. So try to avoid that. That's Flamingo eastbound between McLeod and Pecos. Also, only two lanes available through the Spaghetti Bowl, both directions on the 515 between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition, Cyber Monday. Hope you're spending a lot of money and you're doing it via cyber stuff. Always good to get expert testimony. We try and do that as often as we can. A guy that has been there, he has done that. He is the former White House press secretary. He is currently a Newsmax host, and I really love him in this new role. He is Sean Spicer, and he joins us. Sean, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was well, thank you. And how was yours? I made the silly mistake, or I should actually blame this one on my wife. We hosted Thanksgiving for the first time, and of course, under Biden's policies, it cost us more than ever before. So, you know, I was excited to get the family together, but I wish it hadn't cost so much.
Yeah, yeah, all of us. And that's a tax that all of us have been feeling. We'll talk about that in just a second. I do want to ask you, is your life better behind the podium at the White House or behind the Newsmax desk?
Not even a close call. 100% behind the Newsmax desk. And I cannot tell you how much I enjoy it. It's scary to get paid to do this for a living. I'm new to this. You've been in the sort of the talk show world for a while. I love the idea of waking up and deciding, you know, what guests would be great to talk to today about the issues that are shaping politics and pop culture, and then going from there. So I've had a blast doing it. I'm so glad that this kind of worked out the way that it did.
The book is Radical Nation, and it's endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Was he a tough sell?
On the book?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He wasn't, and I'll tell you why. Because we went over what was in it, and it was funny. I have his note from when he endorsed it. And he wrote to me, he said, "This is MAGA all the way." His words, not mine. And I thought, you know, he was very clear. He said, "This is exactly the point. This is the contrast between what I did and what this guy's doing." So, he was not. And I mean, he's been unbelievably supportive just to be, you know, so I've been, very blessed to have his support and friendship. But, he saw into it what I didn't, in the sense that I said, you know, hey, this is why I wrote this book. And he said to me, well, it's MAGA all the way. I was like, okay, I didn't think of it that way, but I guess that's why you do you best.
I absolutely love that. I've got to ask you, though, because most of these books that come out with former members of the Trump administration are tell-all, kiss-all books.
Yep.
Yours is different, though, in that you look at the first 10-plus months of the Biden-Harris administration, and it's a lot different. But you have it. You have the benefit of having worked from that podium at the White House. You know what that's about.
Well, I do, and I think that's a great point that you're making, because I think to explain to people why things are happening, how they could be different, I think that there's, you know, it's funny, when people talk about pundits, I think to myself, like, I don't have to pontificate, because I've been there. So I can tell you that's not really how it works, or this is what would normally happen, and I think that makes for a unique understanding of what's going on.
I want to ask you, because this to me is the most important part, and it comes out of a release that your publisher put out. Under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, America is lurching towards economic collapse, runaway inflation, wide open borders, an assault on human life and religious liberty, and an education indoctrination plan, etc. That's about everything that we've got, and you say it's all under attack.
It is, though. But the funny part about it is, you know, there's an element of hyperbole that sometimes people engage in. In this case, I don't think that's true. And I tell you why. And that's because, Joe Biden said two things that I think we need to take very, very seriously. Number one, he said, I want to be the most progressive president ever. Number two, he said the other day that we want to transform this country and change the nature and structure of our economy. That's what he said, right? So if you think about it, that's all I'm trying to do is explain that, because he said this is what he wants to do. So if you understand that, like, you know, a lot of people will come in and use hyperbole and say, well, this is, you know, I need to sell a book, and so this is what I got to say about it. In this case, that's not what's happening. He literally is telling us what he wants to do, and I'm just going to explain to you that he's not kidding, and here's why.
I want to ask you about Kamala Harris, who has been such a major disappointment. Joe Biden, I think we expected, would fail and fail miserably, and that he was bad for America. But what has happened with Kamala Harris? I mean, she was designated the point person on illegal immigration and, you know, our open borders and all of that. And she's only made it worse.
Well, I've got an entire chapter in the book about her. Now, think about this. This is what everyone has to understand about Harris. She was chosen to check a box, right? She was chosen because he wanted to be the, as I said, the most progressive president ever. That's it. Once you understand that Biden is all in this for his legacy, you get it. Because her goal is, I mean, she wasn't going to be set up for success. She is not chosen because of her experience. She spent 4 years in the Senate. Think about this. Most vice presidents are chosen because they sort of are additive to the president. They add a level of experience or qualification. I mean, Biden to Obama, Clinton, Gore to Clinton, Cheney to Bush. There are these people that have this expertise in government and these relationships that they can call upon to help the president achieve the agenda. She didn't have that. She had none of that. So why are we surprised? She was rejected by her own party. She didn't make it to Iowa. And somehow people are like, oh, my gosh. I mean, look, the bottom line that I make in the book is that this is all about legacy for Biden. It's about being able to say I did the first. I outdid FDR, right? So I appointed the first woman of color, the first LGBTQ person to a cabinet. It's all about box checking.
I'm not sure if you address this in the book, but, and by the way, it's called Radical Nation, and it's I think it's going to be a big seller. But I do want to ask you about this whole notion of going forward with Biden for a second term. Do you think the Dems would dare throw him overboard?
I think that they're hoping and praying that he doesn't try to run. I think he needs to keep people guessing so that there's not a feeding frenzy. But I cannot believe that like Joe Biden would allow that to happen. So, you know, that's my two cents on this. I don't know what they can do to stop him if he wants to, but I think they're going to do everything to try to get that to not happen.
Let me just ask you, though, if not Biden, then whom? And by the way, we just had polling come out today on Kamala Harris that Democrats, only 13% would want her to succeed Joe Biden. Only 13%. That's horrible.
Look, I think that, frankly, at the end of the day, I've said this publicly, so I'll say just for the record, it's Pete Buttigieg will be the nominee in 2024. The folks in the White House believe that he is the future, and they don't have a ton of confidence in Harris. So that is, in my opinion, who is going to be the nominee.
That's incredible. Sean, it is good to get with you. The book is Radical Nation. It was released last month. It's available better bookstores everywhere, Amazon everywhere?
It is. And the best part is, yeah, it's on Amazon. And if people are interested, you know, your listeners are interested in buying it as a gift for someone. They want to go to Amazon or, you know, to Barnes & Noble, whatever. If they send us a screenshot of their purchase, and it's just contact@SeanSpicer.com, which you can also see on my website if you forget that, we'll send them a signed book plate at our expense. So if they want to say, hey, Susie, thanks for being a big MAGA supporter from, you know, your brother, or if they want to just rib a liberal and say, read this book and understand why you're so wrong, we'll send them a signed book plate made out to whomever they want. Just send us that to the thing, and that way at least they can make it out as a gift.
Hey, Sean, always good to get it with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate
it.
Good luck with the book. I hope you sell about a million, million and a half of them. It would be so cool.
I'll take a fraction of that, but I appreciate your kind wishes.
Thanks, man. Sean Spicer, a Newsmax host and the former White House press secretary. I think he's really great on Newsmax. I will be honest with you. I think that is his. That's going to be really, really good for him. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity. With the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
The
what happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Get Back to Work Cyber Monday, November 29th. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. And thanks to Sean Spicer. What a nice guy. We've had him on the show, I think, a couple of times over the course of the last couple of years. And he is just a very, very nice dude. And but he's really good on Newsmax. I have always admired him. I don't think he's one of my favorite press secretaries. But I do think the guy is made for that behind the desk Newsmax host sort of thing, because he does it really, really well. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, I missed him over the course of last week while I was on vacation. He put up with Pat Casale. Well, I don't know if put up is the I don't know what put up with is the right word, but no, you guys had fun. I listened one day and you guys were having fun.
Yeah, it's always good to talk about the issues of the day. And, of course, Pat is a professional, and he knows his stuff. So it was very, very easy and seamless, that's for sure.
I love that. And one of the things, that speaking of seamless, we go from Sean Spicer talking about Kamala Harris and bad poll numbers, even within the Democrat Party. And now we pick up on that with my buddy gentleman Jim Dallas, and this is incredible. This is new polling that's out relative to Democrats and how they feel about Biden and Kamala Harris, and it's not good. It's not good for the Dems.
No, not really. He says he is going to run for president in 2024 at age 81.
Mm.
That doesn't seem likely, but we'll take him at face value. We won't call him a liar like Carl was calling people a little while ago, but that's a whole other issue. But 13% would support Vice President Kamala Harris of those Democrats polled. But get this, Kevin, 10% said they would vote for Michelle Obama, of all people.
Wow.
Did you even know that she was even considering running?
I didn't know this, although she had always been prominent over the course of the last couple of 5 years, as you know, that she should be the heir apparent to Barack. I think that's rather ludicrous. Being a first lady is different than being a president or a secretary of state or someone of that ilk. I'll be honest with you. I can't see... I think she might bring a little bit of baggage to the program. Don't know if it'll happen or not. I'm curious, though. So tell me about this polling and who it was that was polled.
It was the Hill-Harris X poll. They surveyed roughly about 1,000 Democrat voters from November 18th to the 19th. Of course, it's a typical margin of error, plus or minus 3.2%. But that's what they came up with. They said, well, okay, Biden says he's going to, but if he doesn't, you know, a little whisper, then who would you vote for? And 13 for Kamala, 10 for Michelle. And there's the usual suspects, Kevin. You know, the typical roster of people running: Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Michael Bloomberg, Pete Buttigieg.
How did Pete Buttigieg? Because remember, that's the guy. That's the guy that Sean Spicer said was his prediction for 2024 was Pete Buttigieg.
He's in that 5% range right
now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's still a little new. Of course, he's been off for what? How many months now?
Yeah, with the new baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
On maternity leave.
All I want to know is how do they end up with 13% for the sitting vice president? That's incredible.
Not very popular. Well, that's even better than, remember when she was running for president before she joined the Biden ticket, she only had 1% and she was the first presidential candidate in 2020 that was out. She only had 1% support, so she bugged out and.